The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a married couple decided to start a podcast.
This is Shade of My Heart, a Wheel of Time podcast. I'm Josh, and this is my wife, Kat.
Hello, everyone. Sorry we've been away for a while. If you listen, as soon as the episodes come out, you know that we actually have not recorded in a while. We had a lot going on. We went on vacation, and then we came back from vacation and just kind of been trying to rest up, get ready to jump back into life. But we're back. I will say we didn't actually talk about this, but with the show not airing, our episodes will not be weekly. Obviously, they haven't been, but we talked about doing every other week, but then we had vacation and the calendar of doing that didn't really work out. So probably every other week is what we're going to go for, I suppose, until the show comes back on. And if you have ideas, you know, definitely send them our way. We have a few more character sketches we want to do. And that brings us to tonight. Josh, who are we talking about?
Nynaeve Almira, Wisdom of Emmons Field.
Nynaeve Almira.
She is an interesting character, a character that took some time for me to like. The first time I read through the series, I didn't like her. The second time I read it through, didn't like her. The third time I read it through, didn't like her. The fourth time, I thought she was okay. So she's grown on me over time. But what helped me to understand her a bit more was recognizing that she's immature and struggling in the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is why she acts like that.
Yeah, and she's thrust into this role that's really for an older woman.
That's right. And that's something that they remark on a lot in the books, that she
is
way too young to be the Wisdom. The Wisdom is not just like the village doctor, but that is part of it. There is that medical aspect, but it's also the woman that people go to for advice. She's politically
She's supposed to have wisdom.
She's supposed to have wisdom. Right. And here's Nynaeve, and she's 24 years old, way too young to be the person that everyone goes to for different issues.
So I'm going to stop you right there, because something interesting about that is, how old were you when you first read The Wheel of Time?
21.
So when you first read it, Nynaeve was a woman who wasn't that much older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Now in your rereads, you're in your late 30s. And so it's kind of easier to look and go, she's just a young girl.
Mm.
Like when you were 21 reading it, all the people of Emmonsfield, I mean, we've talked about Egwene too, that she was so annoying, but we were the same age as her, or just a little older. So it was like a peer. Yeah. Whereas now that we're older, late 30s, early 40s, we can look back and go, well, of course, you're just a kid.
Yeah. Isn't but you're trying to be strong and grown up. Yeah, that's funny. Up. That's an interesting insight. Yeah, I like that.
Because you were saying one time about looking at Nynaeve and Egwene and even Elaine, and looking at them and going they're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
They don't have it all figured out, and they're acting like they do. Or that they want to make people think that they do.
Yeah. And Nynaeve's tactic, and I think she's actually a lot more reasonable in the show, but you still see it in the show. But in the books, she is a bully.
Mm-hmm.
That is what she does. And she even says that that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She just tries to basically overwhelm people with insults and aggression. Mm-hmm. And yes, even physical violence. She's known in the books to hit people with a stick that she carries around with her.
Yep.
There's one part in it where she's like, oh, men always thinking that they can take care of a problem using their muscles. If I had a stick, I'd teach them. You're like, Hey.
So aren't you doing exactly
Exactly
that?
that.
Yeah, and she's often like chiding them like, "Oh, you're not old enough to be off your mother's apron
Yeah.
strings." And it's like, "Yeah, you're like 5 years older maybe."
Yeah, you're barely older than them. But she is trying to do the right
Yeah.
thing, and I think she's got a good heart. She wants to take care of her villagers. That was her whole reason for leaving the Two Rivers, is to take care of her people.
Right?
And you see that in the show as well, that she has
Definitely.
a very strong protective streak. She's really not somebody that they all would want to like hang out with and have a good time with,
Right.
especially like Matt. Like
Oh gosh,
he
yeah.
does not want to hang out with Nynaeve, but he still cares about her,
Yes.
even though like
He respects her.
yeah, I wouldn't say that they're friends really, but there's a
There's definitely a respect, and if
yeah.
he can help, he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting relationship with Egwene, so you do see it in the show as well, where Egwene really has a desire to possibly become the wisdom one day, or maybe the wisdom of a different town, since, Nynaeve's not that much older than her. But she really looks up to Nynaeve, and you see that in the show as well. But she also, their relationship is so interesting as the story progresses and it changes.
Well, yeah, because, Egwene, in the beginning, the most powerful woman she knows is Nynaeve. And Egwene likes power. And so she gravitates to the most powerful woman that she sees and wants to emulate her. But then when Moraine comes along,
Somebody more
somebody
powerful.
more powerful who's clearly more well-traveled and understands the world in ways that Nynaeve just doesn't. She's like, oh, okay. So now I have a new dream of being Aes Sedai. And Nynaeve does not have that reverence for Aes Sedai that Egwene has. In fact, Nynaeve has an animosity toward Aes Sedai that the show brings out quite a lot. And
Yeah.
they add to it in the show.
That's what I was going to say. I really liked that.
Yeah.
So in the books, Nynaeve is not an orphan who's come from another town. Her parents live there. We don't hear much about them. We know
No.
that her dad like taught her to track. But other than that, we really don't hear anything about her parents. But that was one change to the show that I really liked because it gave a lot more depth. She just
That her mentor had gone to Tarvalon,
Tarvalon.
and been rejected
Right. And so
by
that's
the
what,
Aes Sedai.
and she thought it was because, oh, she was so poor and all this stuff, which I highly doubt that that's why the tower turned her away.
It might have been that you can't channel.
It was probably that she couldn't channel
Yeah.
or that she wouldn't be able to become,
Maybe she was too old
maybe she's
or
too old.
something.
Yeah, because, well, okay, in the books, that's a thing. But anyways, hold on. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I liked that addition. I think it gave her more depth, but it also gave her motivation that wasn't really in the books. Her motivation in the books is like Moiraine is taking the kids or the young adults of my village and taking them away, and so I need to protect them. That was her only motivation, which to me kind of wasn't enough for me. Like,
Yeah.
well, what about all the other young people in your village? You've just left them all, and
You
you
left the
know.
99.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe that's fine,
Well,
but
she called up somebody else to come and watch the village for her.
right. But it was, I don't know, that never really settled with me that she had such animosity toward Moraine in particular.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is your deal? So I kind of liked that they gave that
Well,
more depth.
yes, and as the show and as the book progresses, there's another reason to have a
Sure.
rivalry with Moraine,
Because of Lan.
which is land.
Woo.
Okay, so this is a big improvement that the show has over the books, because the romance in the show, I love it
I love
between
it. They're
her and
so
Lan,
cute.
and it doesn't come out of left field. You kind of see it develop slowly.
Sweet little moments.
Sweet little moments, a look here, a look there, a word here and there.
A compliment. Or,
yeah, a compliment. Yeah. And so there you see Nynaeve, really, she wants to be this, like, strong, powerful woman. But Lan has a way of cutting through her shields and making her feel, like, good. But you can kind of see the conflict on her face about, like, I liked when he told me that thing, but I'm trying to be a strong woman and I don't want to give in. And it's
you
like
can totally see it.
It's a really interesting thing that they've brought out.
Yeah.
And she wants to be with Lan, but obviously he's bonded to Moraine.
Yeah, that's a big deal breaker there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And in the books it is like all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, what? Why is he saying that? He says something about that. He can't give his bride price as a death or something. I can't. What does he say? You probably know the quote.
All that he would be able to offer her is
a widow's
weeds.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's like all of a sudden, and I'm like looking back through the book, like, wait, what did I miss? How did I miss this? No, it's pretty much nowhere.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're in love, and I'm like, wait.
What?
This makes
sense. And he's given her like a token of his love.
Yeah, and how did this even come about? So I did really like that in the book. I didn't love it that it was like, you know, I mean, TV shows, there's always has to be a lot of sex. So I didn't love it that they slept together so early. Like, yeah. I wish that would have been a little bit, I don't know, that just didn't seem very Nynaeve.
No, it's not. In the book, she's pretty prudish.
Yeah.
They all are. All the Emmonsfielders, except for Matt, are pretty like, sex is a big deal. Yeah. And they don't do that before
even
marriage.
Like kissing. He'll, you know, you've got parts where they're like, we're not betrothed and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I felt like that was out of character for Nynaeve. But at the same time, it was a very sweet scene. And that one scene where, oh gosh, I'm going to lose it. But they're in Farmadding and he's about to go after Moraine. And they have that sweet little exchange on the show, not in the books. But it's from the books.
Farmadding?
I said Farmadding, but I meant Faldara.
Oh, Faldara.
Yeah. They're in Faldara. And he's like, I'm going to go after her. And they have that sweet little exchange.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that. Sorry, that was confusing.
So Nynaeve has a thing with healing.
Yes.
That's what she loves to do as a wisdom. She's got her herbs. She prides herself on being really on top of what to do for any given illness or anything. She knows just what herbs to give. And in the show, what her real motivation is for channeling is healing.
Mm-hmm.
That she sees that the one power, Sidar, is able to heal things in ways that, you know, herbs never could. And that becomes like a real motivation for her. And I'm really interested to see the show move forward and developing her abilities to channel, because they actually talk about it in the show as well. But she is a very, very, very powerful channeler, very unusually powerful.
Yeah, which we saw on that one episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like her. Obviously, with both her and Egwene in the show, they say that they are Ta'veren. They are not Ta'veren in the books, but they are so closely associated with the three boys that are Ta'veren that they are swept up into the greatness and the destiny of the boys. And so Nynaeve is really quite a prominent character in the books as well.
Well, I want to cut you off for just a second because you have said they're not Ta'veren. And I think I want to do some research on that because I feel like I read somewhere that somebody said that they are, that they don't say it in the books. You know how Robert Jordan really loved to make things super obvious to him and he thought that they were really obvious to the readers, but they aren't. I think I read somewhere that he said that they were Ta'veren and that it was really obvious.
I have not seen that. I did listen to the first book again, though, recently, mm-hmm. and Moraine says something to Egwene that even though she's not Ta'veren, at least she doesn't think so, she's still in the pattern and caught up with what's going on, so she has to go with them.
Yeah.
But I really don't think that she is, because one of Swan Sanche's talents
was that she could see Ta'veren. Yeah,
and she mentions that she sees the boys and they're all powerfully
Ta'veren.
And she spends like a lot of time with Egwene and Nynaeve, and it's never mentioned.
That's true.
That she sees them. So I don't buy that.
Okay.
As
all right.
As like they're Ta'veren in the books. No, they're not. They are not.
Okay. I can. The thing about Swan especially, that makes a lot of sense.
Loghain has that same talent.
Right.
And when he sees Rand, he recognizes that guy is Ta'veren right there.
Yeah. I liked that they had that in the show, too, that when he saw Matt and Rand, he, like, started laughing.
Yeah.
Because that's...
He's like, I'm in the cage, but look at these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. And you don't know, watching the show, what that was all about.
I'm assuming they'll deal with that.
Maybe.
Later.
Who knows?
I hope. But anyway, Nynaeve's a really cool character. She's fierce. She is, as Lan says, she's a lioness. Mm-hmm. She's a very strong woman. Sometimes too headstrong for her own good.
Yeah.
But she's got a good heart. She wants to do what's right. She's not motivated by greed.
No, it's really, she wants to protect.
She wants to protect. She wants to heal.
She's a yellow to the core.
Yes. Yellow Aja, that is.
Yeah.
The healers.
The healers, yeah.
Not yellow in the sense of coward.
No, definitely not.
No, she's not a coward. Even though she says that she is in the book sometimes. She'll be like, oh, I'm such a coward. And then somebody else has to come along and be like, you are not a coward. You are crazy brave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're totally right, though. If you're reading the books right now and you can't stand Nynaeve, it does get better. She does get better. She is frustrating at first, but she really she really grows, for sure.
Yeah, she's got a lot of growth that happens with her.
Yeah.
She's got a temper on her.
Yes.
She's got a huge temper.
And she's not afraid to show that temper and let it flare.
No. It's one of her tactics. That's how she gets her way.
That's
true. She lets her temper fly, and
mm-hmm.
people just want to get out the way.
Yep.
Now, in my experience, though, having a quick temper is no way to get ahead in life.
No.
I have rarely seen somebody, personally, in my personal life, that has a short fuse that...
Is able to use it to get what they want. Yeah. I mean, I guess people are afraid of you, which is kind of how it is with Nynaeve, but
yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Any final thoughts on Nynaeve, Almira?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but I don't want to spoil the books, and it's hard to say what will be incorporated in the show. So I don't want to give that away. One thing I will say that the show did in the final episode of Nynaeve that I really did not care for is it looked like she burned out / died.
Yeah.
And was brought back by Egwene. That is 100% not book accurate.
Yeah. I think we talked about that when we did that episode recap.
Yeah.
That but, healing, you cannot heal death.
No. But I will say this. When Nynaeve saw what was happening, that the other women were burning out and dying, and her wanting to protect Egwene, that was book accurate.
True.
That she would put her life on the line to save Egwene.
Because
she does have a special love for Egwene.
Definitely.
But I really did not like that decision in the show to make that burning out / dead. She looked dead.
She looked dead.
Even if she was mostly dead, not all dead, she like with the eyes burning out thing, she was like
Done. Yeah, so. That was not good. I didn't like that part either.
Yeah.
But you're right. There was something to that to show her, like, motivation of protection.
Yeah, and so I appreciated that.
Okay. Very good. All right, well, if you have any ideas, anything that you want to hear from us, let us know. We will be doing another character sketch in 2 weeks. And I think that's it for us. May you always find water and shade.